WISO Eichelberger Center for Community Voices staff recently helped high school students from Clark County make public service announcements, or PSAs. In this special episode of WISO Youth Radio, we'll share a few of the PSAs and what the students who made them had to say about it. Here's Community Voices producer David Seitz. And just a warning, this five-minute story does talk about suicide.
Teenagers want their voices heard, especially about the problems they see in their lives. In Springfield, a teen-led group called BATS, or Bringing Awareness to Students, met with officials in Clark County this fall. The teens learned about some public health issues in their community. Then they came to the WYSO studios to make public service announcements about those issues that would connect to their peers. In this episode, we'll hear from two teens. First, Sofia Lopez Ramirez. Sofia has seen underage drinking in her school and rural community. Her PSA uses three languages to reach teens: English, Spanish, and Tagalog.
Alcohol usage is so bad that we're going to tell you
in three languages.
Hey, want a beer?
Oye, ¿quieres una cerveza?
Uy, para, shot!
Most 50% of teens,
halos 50% ng mga kabataan,
kasi 50% de jóvenes,
nakainom na ng alak,
han bebido alcohol,
have consumed alcohol.
Busca los señales.
Maging alerto sa mga sintomas.
Call the Substance Abuse Hotline at 1-800-662-HELP.
1-800-662-HELP.
My name is Sofia Lopez Ramirez, and I'm 15 years old. Right now I'm in the 10th grade, and I do like it. I'm taking challenging classes. I get to have a little more autonomy over the classes I take, and I'm really enjoying my English class especially. We have decided to do our PSA about underage drinking. I have come to know a lot of people who drank underage, and you can't always see it in the way they act. At school, if they're tired, you're like, oh, we didn't get enough sleep last night. But like, then you realize it could be for another reason, and you're like, oh. Parents keep it around the house. Even some parents, especially out in the country, like where I go to school, it's not as big of a deal if your child is like partaking in that stuff, because you're like, oh, they're young, it's a phase, they'll get over it. But you know, a lot of people don't get over it. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad kid, but it's like, wow, this person really needs help and I had no idea.
For the second PSA in this episode, Milo Frazier recalls a time in sixth grade when he went through some mental health challenges. So he wanted to make his PSA for the suicide prevention hotline as a rap.
PSAs can sound really boring, but suicide prevention is not worth
ignoring. If you don't know the signs, you can't look away, because you never know if it's your friend's last day.
If you're having intentions of hurting yourself, that's something that's truly concerning your
health. If you think that's how you're going to end it, then take that frown and upside down bend it.
With 988, the professionals can do that with the friendly support of everyday chat.
Visit 988lifeline.org for more information.
My name is Milo Frazier. I am 12 years old. So I go to Ridgewood Elementary in Springfield, Ohio. It goes from preschool to eighth, and I've been there my whole life. So I actually do a lot of things in Springfield. I am in the arts program. I play sports for the Springfield City. I think I'm most interested in the 988 warm line topic. Last year in the sixth grade, I was going through a rough time in my life, and I was having really bad thoughts and intentions about, you know, hurting myself and maybe even committing suicide. So I really needed somebody to talk to or somebody to call so I could explain my feelings and maybe get some help. I didn't even know there was a prevention hotline until somebody told me. Everybody deserves a chance at life, and ending your life would take an opportunity away from you to meet someone or for somebody to meet you, and you could change somebody's life. You never know.
In this episode, you also heard the voices of BATS members Emerson Babian, Kyrie Manawis, and Addie Powell. For WISO Youth Radio at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices, this is David Seitz. Special thanks to Beth Dixon and Wellspring.